Kasha has borrowed this for you by Midah HaSechel. On that you believe it. Shama Inyan Haza Inu Kosa Besefer Torah Seinu. But Al Ken Hinichu Lechabro Besefer She Yoreinu Oso V'Yareinu Inyanov. Ala She Bikashu Besefer Torah Mutsosim She Nuska Bofamim Rabbo. כמו שנאמר, ואהבת עשה השם אלוקיך וכל לבבך וכל נפשך וכל מאודך. בואי יד ואין עוד שאנחנו נזכור לך היום על לבבך. ויאמר לי אבא עשה השם אלוקיך לשמור בכל לדוף כבו. ויאמר לי אבא עשה השם אלוקיך ולעובדו וכל לבבך וכל נפשך. ואמר אחרי השם אלוקיך מתעליך ועושה סביבו. ואמר ואהבת עליך כמוך. ואמר ואתו עשה אמר השם אלוקיך ושאר מלחקים לירו. ואמר ואהבת מסגר כי יהיה מייסם בארץ מצרים. ועשה השם אלוקיך עתירה עושה סבת ועירה ואהבה מחרוס על בלוס. So it's interesting, Chavos HaLevavos says that Lu Yehi, that Chavos HaLevavos were only Midrash HaSechel. Lu Yehi, that they were not present in the Torah as well. So then that would have explained for why no Sefer has been devoted to Chavos HaLevavos. That much he says explicitly. I don't know, is it also implied and he wouldn't have undertaken it either? Maybe that's also implied. But given that earlier the Chavos HaLevavos explained that there are three sources of truth, and therefore three independent mechayvim, and seichel is one of the three. So why does it sort of why would it have made sense that there were no svarim dealing with Chavos HaLevavos if the chiyuv were only midrash HaSechel? Now, there's an interesting diuk here. When you continue, after he finishes with the various psukim in Chumash for Chavos HaLevavos, he says, "V'kasha hisbara li chiyuv mitzvos halavavos min haTorah kasha hisbara min haSechel chipasti alav v'divrei Rabbeinu Zal mitzos of Yosef mefurish midivrei mimashim mefurish besfarim min haSechel." But here he doesn't preface the search in Chazal, in Tarsha Balpeh for Chavos HaLevavos, maybe the reason there's no Sfarim devoted to it is because it's only in Tarsha Bukhsav and Seichel, not in Tarsha Balpeh as well. So Yitachin, that there is implied here the following. The Gemara in Yuma, which we looked at, which is the source for this classification of two different types of mitzvahs, that mishpatim, that ilmalei nechtev din hu sheyikas heva. So does that mean that the Torah has mishpatim only to be mechazek? Most of the ma'adam adam, the same way some lavin are repeated. You have kefil halavin. You have so many places the Torah is mazir al onah sager and avas sager. So en achanami, we know la sitzach misvara. We know la sigzol misvara. And the fact that it's a pasuk in Chumash is it further reinforces it underscores the Chomer Hadavar. Well, no, I mean that is true, but maybe that's not all that's true. Maybe even within Mishpatim, the Torah within Mishpatim has added pratim that you wouldn't know misechel. And when the Gemara in Yuma says, when the Brisa says in Yuma that din hu sheika sevu, it means that we would have had an isser gezel. We would have had an isser gezel. We would have had an isser shvichos damim. But lav davka, that our issa, the Gemara, the Brisa and Yuma, isn't implying that our, that Misechel, the Issa Gezel, would have been mechavein to every prat that the Torah tells us about Issa Gezel. And lav davka, that Seichel would have told us every prat within Lo Sirtzoch, etc. I don't know, would we have known in Seichel, in Issur of suicide? I don't know. Would we have known? Would we have recognized in Seichel that Ein Nafsho Shalom Kenyano, Ela Kenyan HaKadosh Baruch, and therefore, the same way there's an Issur to kill someone else, there's an Issur to kill oneself. There certainly isn't any. I don't think there's any habit here that we would have been mechavin to dinim of when shinui is kona and when shinui is not kona in terms of gezel, and the gzela should be treated as a lava nitak la'esai and not have malchus. So yitachen, in a minute we'll give a more subtle example of this. So you're talking, that's the pshat l'chavos halvavos, that if it only was misechel, so you wouldn't need a sefer because everything about it would be misechel. So just, if every prat and pirtei pratim of the mitzvah were misechel, you don't need to learn a sefer, you just need to think clearly and you'll know what it entailed. So that's what the Chavos Halvavos says. No, so maybe it's only chiyuvam min haseichel. But once I see that it's in Chumash, so then hagam again that these are all, as he emphasized, that Chavos Halvavos all belong to the category of sichlios. But again, that just means that there's an Issa Gezel, you know that Misechel. There's an Issa Shvichos Damin, you know that. But that it aligns, that every Pratu, Prat Shebo in the Halacha, certainly not. So that's what he says, that there is need for it. Just to give one... I think we've commented on this example, but to give one example of this yisod, take a look at the beginning of Perek Vav in Hilchos Deos. Derech b'yasu shel Adam. Leos nimshach v'deyosa v'maisav achar reyo v'chaverav v'noa kemina genshe midyosa. Human nature is that people are influenced and therefore drawn after the people they associate with, the society in which they find themselves in terms of how they cultivate their character and how they behave. לפיכך, צורך אדם להסחבר לצדיקים ולשב אצל החכמים תמיד כדי שיומד מעשיהם. וישרחק מן הראשון, ההולכים בחושך, כדי שלא יומד ממעשיהם. So because of that susceptibility to influence, a person has to be careful about the company he keeps. He should connect, he should form bonds with tzaddikim. He should spend time with chachamim, and he should distance himself from rishon. Hu sheshlomo omer holech es chachamim yachkam v'roeh ksilim yavua. If you keep company with chachamim, you'll become wiser. But the opposite will happen if a person keeps company with fools. Then on halacha beis, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvus esei lehidavik v'chachamim kedei lomad mimaseihem." Shenema uvo sidbak. V'chi efshal la'adam lehidavik b'shchina, ala chachamim l'chachamim b'feresh mitzvah zo, hidavik b'chachamim v'salmideihem. L'fichav tzar v'adam l'shtadal sheyisa bas talmid chachamim, v'yasi bita l'talmid chachamim, v'lachov l'shtasim talmid chachamim, v'lasos pragmatia, לתלמיד החכמים ולזכר אליהם בכל מיני חיבור. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam didn't mention a pasuk. But the Rambam already told us a chiyuv in Halacha Aleph, but without any pasuk. Then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam begins all over, and this time he has a pasuk. So it's clear that in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says it misvara. If you know that human nature is such that we're susceptible to influence, then that tells you that you have to be mindful, you have to be careful with the company that you keep. You don't need a pasuk for that. The seichel tells you that. And what's more, the seichel tells more than the pasuk. The pasuk only speaks about being about lehidavik b'chachamim, and the seichel is mechayev more than that, in that it also says lehischaber letzadikim. And it says lehisrachik min harishon. Neither of those elements are present in the mitzvah. But me'idach gisa, and here's the illustration of what we're talking about. Me'idach gisa, what the pasuk is mechayev by lehidavik lechachamim goes beyond what the svara tells us. The svara is leishev etzel chachamim, and the mitzvah is lehidavik lechachamim b'chol minei chibur. Now clearly that lehidavik, and again the Rambam gives the examples from Chazal, that lehidavik lehischabe b'chol minei chibur goes beyond what the Svara says. So this is an example of what we're talking about. The hainu, when we say that something is a mishpat, something is a mitzvah sichlis, it means generally. In terms of the general focus or the core or the crux of the mitzvah, but it doesn't suggest that everything in the Torah about that mitzvah is something that we would have been mechaven to in svara, and that's what the Chovas of Avos is saying. So if the chiyuv had only been midarach haseichel, so you wouldn't have had to write any chiburim about it. You don't need to teach anyone what the halachas. Just think logically, and you'll know what the chiyuv is. No, but hayos that it's in the Torah. So when mishpatim in the Torah, there's something new in the mishpatim. So that already requires a chibur. Again, let's read a little bit here. V'kasher hizbar li chiyuvim midarach haseichel. Again, rereading. Amati v'liv yishem ha'inyan hazeh eino kosu v'sefer Torah seino. V'al keni nichu l'chabro v'sefer sheyoreinu also v'yoreinu inyonav. Ala shevikashti v'sefer ha'torah mitzosiv shenizkavol pa'omim rabos. Kamo shenama v'ahavta eis ha'shem l'alkach v'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'odacha. earlier, right, in when he listed the chiyuv and midah chasechel, he also listed avas Hashem, right? V'ne'a avasa. And Chavos HaLevav said that, that avas Hashem is something, is the chiyuv midah chasechel. But when it comes to avas Hashem, so we darshan b'chol nafshecha, that it means afilu hu notal es nafshecha. But we say that Ben Noach is not mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. That Ben Noach, if he's told be over avodah zarah, or you'll be killed. So certainly everyone agrees that the Gemara says that pitzina is not mechuyah. And then depending upon gersos, maybe the Gemara says that even befarhesa he's not mechuyah. So again, you see that hagam that avos Hashem is a mitzvah sechlus, that chiyuvo is clear midarach hasechel, but. When the Torah has that mitzvah, so the Torah is mechadesh, what goes beyond seichel. Clear from the inclusion in this list of Vahafta Lebecha Kamocha and Vahafta Mesager that the Chavos HaLevavos thinks that both of these mitzvahs are not only mitzvahs that manifest themselves in Ma'idasani Eloch L'chavach Alasavid, but the Torah also commands an underlying attitude. If we were only my disani loch l'chavach alasavid, so I don't know, that's not really chavos alavos, that's just... Now the Ramban's pshat that the reason the Torah says the lamid rather than the s by re'echa, v'hafta l're'echa kamocha, so the Ramban says it means that you should v'hafta for re'echa kamocha what you like for yourself. That havan in the pasuk, it's very easy to, I don't know, see it as well. Have to, again, if you love this action for your friend, that's not real chavos halvavos. That's again that the word in chumash is well have to, but practically it's chavos haivodim. And yet it's clear from the chavos halvavos' understanding is no that. In addition to the way it is manifest, the Torah is commanding an underlying attitude. The Rambam is like that also. Mitzvah al kol adam rav is kol echad v'yisrael kegufo. Perek vav alach gimel. Mitzvah al kol adam le'ov is kol echad ve'echad v'yisrael kegufo shenem ve'vahavta le'reacha kamocha l'fichach tzarech v'saper b'shvacha v'lochus al mamono k'moshu uchos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvod atzmo. Right, so the Rambam doesn't say, you know, v'hu she'yisaper b'shvacha v'yochos al mamono, right? V'hu would mean, that's what Avos Yisrael means, is that you do this. So the Rambam says, l'fichach, no, the corollary, the practical application is tzarech l'shaper b'shvacha v'lochus al mamono. But it's clear, again, that's the practical application of an underlying chavos halvavos. V'omer b'lavin shebahen v'lo sachmad eshes v'echa v'lo sesame v'eshe echa sodehu v'avdo v'amoso shava v'chamar v'chol eshe l'v'echa v'lo sikum v'lo sito es b'nei emecha v'lo sis nasechicha v'lvavecha v'lo sasu echa v'en levavcha v'echa v'einichem v'lo sa'amritz es levavcha v'lo sikpo es es yodcha v'rabim pe'ela. See that there's a shayla It's more pointed by the sitor, but maybe you have, you sort of have a version of it by the sitor, but let's say by the sitor. So what's the sitor? The sitor is you take a lentum the cardom, but you say eini kamoscha, and I am going to let you the cardom, right? So then a person violates the sitor. What if you lend them the cardom, and you don't say it, but that's what you're thinking? What you're thinking in your head, he's a jerk, but I'm not a jerk. I'm going to be a nice guy. So, but you know, maxim le pet. You don't verbalize it, but that's what you're thinking. So is that a violation of the sitor? If you say again, when Chazal illustrate, so the illustration that I think Rashi also calls them chumshna, the Rambam has it here in Achos Deos, they illustrated with the person saying that, right? That one violates the sitor So if you say, again, we don't have time now to try to understand what the Shittas Rambam is here, but if you say that the lav is only if a person says it, the eini kamoscha, and similarly by nekama, the lav is that he refuses to. There he refuses to lend. I don't know. So is it clear that these are chavos halavos? Is this really a proof of chavos halavos? The tira certainly wouldn't be a proof of chavos halavos if you hold that one only violates the love if you say eini kamoscha. So the pshutim shel dvarim, we'll pick up with this tomorrow, Glinada. The pshutim shel dvarim is that the chavos halavos holds it's lav dafka. If a person is thinking that to himself also, it's also a bam velosito. So if that's the case, then that's chavos halavos. Because what did he want? He asked to borrow. You're lending him. You're lending it to him. So the in terms of chavos haivarim, you're complying. The deficit is in the chavos halavos. So we'll pick up with this tomorrow.